This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Smartphones, as we know, do a great many things that have nothing to do with actually being phones. Texting, mapping, I could go on. Also, though, helping us keep track of our health. How many steps or miles we've gone, how many calories we've consumed, indicators of how our bodies are doing. But what about our minds and those phones as mental health devices? Youth Radio's Ajani Torres-Cedillo has that one.
The American Psychiatric Association has an annual pitch-off for big ideas. And this year, organizers are expecting to hear a lot about one kind of innovation, artificial intelligence. Already, psychologists and techies are teaming up to experiment with AI as a tool for mental health.
Design of Visor was meant to be something that a person can reach out to very comfortably. So it can do empathetic listening.
Shubhankar Sarda is lead developer of Wiza, a free app billed as your happiness buddy. It's designed to detect how a user is feeling.
And also deliver some exercises or cognitive behavioral therapy techniques that can help you change the way you're feeling.
Wiza users skew young, like under 25. But I wanted to hear from an actual human psychologist, Esme Schaller, from the University of California, San Francisco. Schaller fired up Wiza on her smartphone, and a little artificially intelligent cartoon penguin popped up on the screen. She typed in something she hears a lot from her teen clients.
My mom's a word I can't say on the radio.
Schaller is writing the B word in the text field.
And she replied, "I'll try to help." And now I'm seeing a little gif of a man rolling his shoulders. So it's not remotely related to my relationship with my mom. So I'm writing, "What about my mom?"
The app can't necessarily pick up on subtle language either, which can be incredibly important in a therapeutic relationship.
I had a client who one time called me and just said, "I love you, Esme." And that was all that she said on the phone. And I knew, because I knew that client, that she was going to make a suicide attempt. And I was able to prevent that from happening. But a bot would just be like, "I love you too."
Schaller says she does see how an app like Wiza can build healthy habits between therapy sessions. And a lot of kids, like my friend Donnie Harper, who's 17, can totally imagine talking to their phones the way they would talk to a counselor.
Yeah, I would consider it if I'm like really, really depressed or I need to talk about it right then and there and none of my friends are available to talk.
Kids my age will definitely want to know our emotional data is private before we bare our souls to an app. But my friend Savannah Mueller, who's also 17, isn't weirded out by the idea.
It's helpful because some families can't financially afford to go seek out a good therapist in person. So having a phone that you can access is probably really beneficial for them.
So could this be where we're headed? I'm feeling lonely.
I'm sorry to hear that. You can always talk to me, Ajani.
Can we always talk to Siri? Stanford researchers tested four different digital assistants. That's the general term for what Siri is. To see how they responded to statements like, "I'm depressed."
"It breaks my heart to see you like that. Maybe the weather is affecting you."
"I'm very sorry. Maybe it would help to talk to someone about it."
As you can tell, results were mixed. Apple even updated Siri's response to one of the researchers' questions within days after the Stanford study came out. So big tech is paying attention to the role of AI for mental health. And so are therapists. Because they know when people my age don't know what else to do, we reach for our phones. In Oakland, I'm Ajani Torres-Cedillo from Marketplace.
Ajani's story was produced for us by Youth Radio.